Augusta. We're going to St. Petersburg this week after two ovals, our first road course race. How do the skills translate between an oval and a road course?
They don't really translate at all, really. A road course, you can be a little bit more aggressive with the car and be less patient, I guess you could say. I mean, on an oval, you got to be more patient and more careful, especially a short one like Phoenix. But when we get to St. Pete, you're going to see a lot of different skills used, and you'll be able to see a real difference between the guys that have road racing backgrounds and the guys that have oval racing backgrounds.
You have a road racing background, so this should be your forte, right?
It should be my forte. I do have a road racing background and street course background also in there. And this is obviously a street course, so it should be good for me, as well as people like Jeff Simmons, who have also done street courses. Some of the guys that have road racing backgrounds that haven't done a street course, you'll be able to see they might be a little bit tentative at first, but once they figure it out, they'll be right up to speed right away. And the oval guys will probably have the toughest time getting used to it, but once they get used to it, they'll have no trouble at all either.
Permanent road course, street course, what's the difference?
Street courses are generally a lot narrower, a lot bumpier, and a lot more crowning in the road, so you got to be, and there's a lot less room for error. St. Pete, on the other hand, is a little bit wider and has longer straights than most street courses, so you can actually race on it a little bit more and be more aggressive. So you get at St. Pete, you basically get the racing effects of a permanent road course with the tightness of a street course in the back section.